Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. And today we're joined by a music legend or part of a legendary band. As it were, they are Los Lonely Boys. And we've got Jojo Garza with us. Welcome, Jojo.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you. You may or may not remember, but I don't know how long ago, it was a dozen years or so, you guys came into our studios and you actually performed in the VOA studios.
Oh, really? And whereabouts would that be?
In Washington, D.C., right? Downtown in D.C., and you guys came in, and the whole band was there, and you all performed.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's great to have you back on. Now, you did leave the group for a little bit.
Actually, yes. Actually, the crazy thing is that it happened right before COVID. And Los Lonely Boys, after the amount of time that we, that the entire world kind of shut down and whatnot, we actually felt like it was more of a, sort of more of a premonition, if you will, or that we sort of had a hand up in the entire thing, because whether or not Los Lonely Boys had disbanded at that moment, we were going to be stopping because the entire world came to a halt, if you remember that. So, we had been going for a long time, a very long time. And I just felt like it had been time for a sort of a sabbatical, if you will. And it was much needed. And I think that's really a good thing, too, as sad as it was and whatnot for ourselves and the people. It was a very important thing that needed to happen because we also needed to regroup ourselves musically. You had to sort of like take a plant from another pot, from an old pot, resoil it and replant it kind of thing, man, so that it would gain new life, new nutrients and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful that you guys are a family band, familia, and you're keeping the Garza family together, which is wonderful. Does it add a difficult dynamic to a band that is related?
It's hard to like really be able to answer that because we've always played, together as brothers and as familia. For us, that's all we've really ever known. We hear it left and right that we shouldn't have lasted so long because, sibling bands or businesses, they just don't last as long as people would hope that some sort of business would last. And what we would have to say for people in that situation is that for us, it was always that no one really had, the way we would say it is, no one really has your back. No one really covers you the way your own brother would, or that your own family would, regardless if they're jumping on you to cover you to take something away. It's still, we were always blessed to be able to have that, what we call carnalismo, which means brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And so we've always been there for each other, in a very positive way.
Now, you guys have been doing this professionally for 23 years. You've got 8 studio albums out. The last one, though, was 2014, Revelation. It's been a while since you had an album out. You've got the new song out, Send More Love, but is that part of an upcoming album?
It is actually part of what we're hoping to conclude as an entire album. We're not talking too much about that. We haven't given a name out to the public or anything like that yet. Some of that is still in the works, but the truth is that, yes, there is an album to be coming. And the reason we chose to, first we started with Send More Love, and now we're pushing Dance With Me also. The reason we chose to do it in this, in this fashion is because the music industry has changed a lot. And even in our last album in 2014, really what happens is that you get one song that's kind of picked in the album to like represent the entire album. And sometimes everything else sort of gets shelved or just kind of, gets kind of played along down the river, so to speak, and it doesn't really become a major focal point for us. We really feel that our songs are like, they're like children to us, and we want to give each child the best opportunity to, to flourish, and the best chance that it can possibly have with the listener's ears and the amount of publicity that it can receive.
We've got Jojo Garza with us, Los Lonely Boys. They have a new song, Send More Love is the name of the brand new single, which I guess you wrote or co-wrote?
It's a co-wrote thing. I have to give most of the credit to Henry for this, just because this is one of the songs that he was really in charge of through the entire time that we were actually off the road. We kind of took some time and leave of absence from each other for a minute there, and then we kind of came back together after a few months. And this was one of the songs he brought to the table, and we were all just floored by it. And I told him, I said, the last time you wrote a song like this, Los Lonely Boys became worldwide known, and we actually won a Grammy. So,
good yes, job. Best pop vocal duo or group. And that was for, I think you had Heaven out at that time.
That's very true. And I was about 23, 24 years old then. And what an amazing, whimsical ride that was for us. Still, I can't remember every single thing that happened. A lot of people ask, what was it like? It's like, I've seen a lot of tornadoes and a lot of that type of weather. And it seemed a lot like that.
Hmm. So things change, as they often do in the music business. But one thing remains the same is you guys are a great live band. And I know that you've got 3 live albums.
Yes, that's true. Los Lonely Boys we really felt like we were a live act. We really felt that that's where you could, really capture and experience what Los Lonely Boys were about. Mostly that's because, where we're from and the way we grew up is we didn't do a lot of studio work of any kind, really. It was all based on get out there and do it, for the public eye and whatnot. And so that's one of the reasons you'll hear, those, like you said, those 3 albums and probably many more to come. We're hoping, the whole idea for Los Lonely Boys or process for Los Lonely Boys is that we're really coming into an age in our lives where we're not only dads anymore, but we're becoming grandparents and things of that nature. And so for us, we really want to become, we want to just kind of dip our fingers in the musical Kool-Aid, so to speak, where we can be working through our studios, like you can see behind me here, and we've got a bigger studio at Henry's house and whatnot, where we're able to do that. We still really enjoy touring and we love meeting with people and being able to spread the message in person. But, we really want to, like I said, we want to get into the, where we're able to just record, record, produce out and just, even for other people, if that's just something that comes our way, but definitely Los Lonely Boys are still a live band.
Are you still living in San Angelo?
Absolutely.
Born and bred, huh? You're never going to leave. Is that it?
Well, if the price is right.
I like that. Now, you were quoted as describing Los Lonely Boys music as Texican R&R, rock and roll. What does that mean exactly?
Basically, the reason we came up with that title was because we felt that our music was so really music-oriented, that we weren't about genres of any kind, because we didn't want to be solidified into one sort of like statue, if you will, musical statue. We really wanted to show the world that we had the ability to, and still have the ability to, reach all platforms of music, all genres, all avenues. There's no place that we can't visit. And that's, they were asking us when we were with Sony Epic, what do you guys want to consider yourselves as? Pop music, rock music, Latin music and all. And we said, look, we're music. They weren't that thrilled with that answer. And so we said, if we have to come up with a genre of what we are, then we're going to just create our own.
That's great.
Now it's actually become a thing, especially around these parts, is you hear a lot of bands saying, we're part of the Texican rock and roll genre kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of Latin influence in music right now, with Bad Bunny and so many of the other ones that are making it over into the English language pop world. But you guys were pioneers. You guys were there first. And so we're talking with Jojo Garza of Los Lonely Boys, a Grammy winning band. And Grammy nominated. You were nominated, I think, for 3 Grammys. You won the one for the best pop duo.
That's right. We were also nominated for Onda, which was a very Latin rock groove that was it's an instrumental, but that was one of the nominations we received. And like you said, Los Lonely Boys are definitely, I think that you can call us pioneers, and that's very, very nice, but we still look to people like Richie Valens and Carlos Santana and people that were doing that for the type of music that we're doing. Don't get me wrong. We're very rooted in our you know, Mexican root music as well. And we do have hopes, and you know, one of our next ideas is to bring something out of that nature to show people just how deep the roots really travel.
Well, we, you know, really enjoy the music of Los Lonely Boys, and you know, oh, absolutely. You mentioned Santana. You worked with Santana on La Bamba.
Oh yeah, that was a good time, man. That was a really wild thing. I mean, just meeting the guy was first and foremost just like, you know, you're just kind of speechless, and then he'll come and put his hand on you and go like, "Hey, I'm just like you," you know. Wham! But it's still, you're still kind of like, okay. Like me, I don't know how, but yeah, we did the we worked at the Latin Grammys together. Actually, we did some work at the Latin Grammys, and we did La Bamba together. We also had the honor and the privilege to be able to record on his album All That I Am, which was an original song of Los Lonely Boys called I Don't Want to Lose Your Love. And so that's just for us, that's one of the like mile markers that we were able to come home, talk with family and friends, and say, we may have possibly made it to this.
I think there's no doubt. You guys have definitely made it with all the albums and the accolades and the adoring fans. Do you travel a lot? Do you guys tour globally?
Well, since COVID happened, I mean, that really went down, you know, a lot more than, but before that, I mean, we were probably the hardest working band. Not probably. We were the hardest working band in the business. I mean, we were working 465 days a year. I said four.
I heard that. 465.
I mean, that's truly, we were always on the road. And now, you know, we're just kind of trying to get back in the feel of things. Like I told you, though, or like I mentioned, we're really, you know, we're not only dads anymore. We're turning into grandpas and things of that nature. And so we want to try to be home a little more, you know. We always felt like you just don't know what tomorrow can bring. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if you will meet tomorrow. And as you get a little, you know, even a little further in age, it starts to really, you know, leave that and make that impression in your life and whatnot. And so we just want to make sure that we're in the right place when that day comes. Now, don't get me wrong. We feel like being out there is also the right place. And the way we say it is, we're always home. This is our house. You know, this is our house. But no matter where we are, we're always home.
That's nice. That's a great, great philosophy. And a lot of people should adopt that philosophy. Now, I see not only have you worked with Santana, you also collaborated with Ronnie Millsap. You worked at Willie Nelson Studios. I'm not sure if you worked with Willie. You've been on the CMT show, Country Music Television, and you've done a Who concert. So, you know, I mean, it goes to what you said earlier about being in music. It's just music. I love it.
And these are these are things that show you that we are about breaking boundaries. We're about creating what we like to say is it's about being inclusive, being no segregation. It's about being all one thing and showing that no matter who we are and where we are, you know, where we come from as people, any of us, that there's always something that connects us. You know, one of the things that does connect us the most is that eventually one day we will all pass from this place. But another great thing that really connects us while we're here is music, because it's food and it feeds the soul.
Yes, yes, that's great. Well, you're a philosopher, a songwriter, a singer, and a grandfather, and a philosopher.
Well, the thing with Ronnie and Willie and those guys, those were real big heroes of our dad. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we grew up listening to those guys, feeling like we knew them as well. And when we got to meet with those guys and play with them and record and things of that nature, it was just a big dream, not only for ourselves, but to be able to accomplish that for our father.
We're speaking with Jojo Garza of Los Lonely Boys, and we're going to talk a little bit about the new music in a minute. But you made a quote that I want to ask you to expand on. You said that we, as a band, have a language without words. What does that mean?
It means that Los Lonely Boys have over time learned to use telepathy. No, that's a joke. I mean, it sort of is like that. It's a musical language, really, because what I was meaning whenever I said that, what it meant was that when we're on stage, you know, sometimes you don't actually play the song per, you know, verbatim for the each note or each lyric or whatnot. And sometimes it's because we're playing a song we never played with another artist or something, and we're able to look at each other and know where the other guy is going, what's fixing, if it's fixing to be a big downbeat, if it's fixing to be a big upbeat, a crash, or something of that nature. And sometimes it's not even about looking at each other. It's just about knowing that the song is fixing to take us to a place where we're all absolutely standing on that same platform together. That's really what that's about.
It's a very unique and very special bond, and it's shared among three brothers and Los Lonely Boys. Jojo Garza is with us right now. You're the bass player.
I am known as the bass player, but I play, you know, a few other instruments, and I sing opera as well.
Really?
No, not. I mean, I can, but I don't.
You can, but you don't, and you won't, right?
Well, I might. You never know.
So tell me a little bit about your solo music. I mean, do you produce and write music as Jojo Garza, or is it only just with your brothers and Los Lonely Boys?
I mean, actually, that's something that we all do as individuals. But that is something that's on the, you know, that's sort of in the cards, is that, you know, want to be able to sort of show that part of the feather, you know, arrangement, if you will, to be able to expand and expound on our abilities, not just as, you know, I kind of said it earlier, we want to be able to write and share with other artists as well. And I mean, as you can see back here, this is my own personal studio, and I'm able to do many things out of this little bitty place here, man. And you'll be able to see too, with the new Los Lonely Boys music that is coming out, my brothers gave me sort of a go ahead and a hand up on being able to be considered the actual, you know, producer of this album that's coming out, these singles that are coming out. Of course, we're still doing it as a group and as a unit. It's entirely produced by Los Lonely Boys, but this is one of the big moments where I get to show, and I'm very grateful to my brothers for allowing me to do so, to be able to show that that I have some ability in the production world. And a lot of people have said it over the years. I'm not a guy that sits and toots my own horn of any, you know, in any manner. But there's a lot of people out there that would tell you that it's probably about time that I'm able to show this. So I'm very
now. Throughout your career, you guys have collaborated, as I mentioned, not only with Willie Nelson and Carlos Santana, but also Dr. John and others. If I were to ask you, who would be your top three choices, dead or alive, that you guys would like to work with, what would your answer be?
Wow, you had to go there, Larry.
Had to go there.
Well, I'll tell you what. Three's definitely not enough. There are so many, and I think it would be different answers from each one of us. I know one of them that would surely be the same is Richie Valens. You know, all three of us would definitely say that, which, by the way, I married into the Richie Valens family. My wife is his great niece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so her grandpa was Richie Valens' brother, Bob, Bob Morales. But anyhow, Richie Valens is definitely one of those guys. I know another one that's probably going to be the same answer is going to be Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. We actually had the honor and, you know, privilege to play with Double Trouble and Reese Winans, which were Stevie Ray Vaughan's backing crew. And I think I'm going to go personalized on this one. I wouldn't mind doing something with James Brown, with Michael Jackson, with Stevie Wonder, something. I know I went a little extra, but
that's okay. That's all right. We know where your heart is.
There's a lot of great artists out there, man, and a lot of music that really influenced Los Lonely Boys. That we're doing everything we can to show that there. I mean, to show those different roots interconnected, and we just hope that and feel that we want to be blessed with the time to be able to show that to the world, man, because there's so much great music out there.
When do you think the new album will be out?
I'm not going to, how the youth says today, I won't cap, which means I won't lie about it. The truth is that we don't actually have a set date, but it's definitely looking like it's going to be somewhere around next year at some point.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And like I said, we're focusing on these singles so that we can, we can get the, you know, we really want to get the hype up. We really want to let everybody know that there's something great of Los Lonely Boys coming.
Will there be collaborations on the new album?
That's classified, Larry.
So you don't want to tell me the name of the album.
Some things are classified. And
some things are
in Washington, D.C. You know what exactly.
Well, it's just between you and I. We'll just keep it between us.
Oh, OK. Well, and since you put it there.
So tell me about Dance With Me. Dance With Me is the new single.
Yeah.
So tell me, is that, that's not the Orleans song Dance With Me, is it?
No, no, it's actually a Lonely Boy original. It's called Dance With Me because that is the you know, the biggest core part of the song, which is you know, move with me, oh, dance with me, I'm ecstasy when I can fall in love. This is a very classic Latin oriented, you know, bass sound of groove for Los Lonely Boys too. It's something that we've always shown in our music, that is the ability to take, you know, what we call Mexican or Latin music and fuse that with rock and roll and pop. It's a song that we feel like is a great representation of, you know, the word dance can, it, you know, there's many levels of dance as well. And for us, it definitely shows that dance portion, but it's also a great representation of the dance of life. You know, the dance of life between a man and a woman, and the choice to be able to say, let's try to do this thing together. You know, see, you know, in the song, it actually says, let's dance together in a place full of, this is the Spanish part, you know, dance together in a place full of light and let's make it last a lifetime.
I love it.
So it's a great representation of that. Musically, I think it shows, you know, maturation of our musical abilities. And sonically, it is I think it's going to be a mile marker for Los Lonely Boys, where people are going to be able to hear that we are able to tap into what's considered modern use of, you know, equipment and sounds and things of that nature. Even though it's very roots oriented, it's got some major, you know, modern kind of vibe to it, man. And you can feel it when you listen to it.
If people want to find out more information about Los Lonely Boys, about your tour schedule, about the unnamed album, when it's coming out in 2024, where do they go?
LosLonelyBoys.com is always the best place for starters. But then we're on all social media platforms, you know. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Music is available on Spotify, and there's plenty of links going through that. You can also find some links and information about Los Lonely Boys off of the Shelter BMG Music site as well. So we're definitely out there. And if you can't find out about anything about us, I don't think you're looking right.
That's right. You're not looking hard enough. Just type in Los Lonely Boys on the search engine and it'll all come up.
That's right.
But you guys are awesome. Love the music. I enjoyed having you on, you know, years ago. I enjoyed talking to you today and catching up. And I appreciate your time with us. And I did want to ask, you know, speaking of number three, we're going to go to your three most reacted songs in a show. What are the three songs that Los Lonely Boys have to play every show?
We have to play every show. You know, Heaven is the first one. And then I think that another one that we have to play because people are really just taken by it is we did a cover of Creedence Clearwater, The Born on the Bayou. People really took to that very well. And so that's one that we're always getting asked to do. But let's see, another original of Los Lonely Boys is going to be... I mean, it's not like we don't do it every time, but More Than Love is one of the top ones that people are always asking for. A lot of the times I go like, I don't know if I could do that. But you know, honestly, Larry, the truth is that people really want to hear that first album. No matter what we've done musically, you know, album wise or whatever. A lot of people are really, really just still attached to that very first album of Los Lonely Boys. So anything off of that first album is people are just always just happy to hear. And another funny thing about that is it takes your whole life to write, you know, to write, produce, and, you know, put out your first album, and then the rest of your life to create whatever else people recognize as your music. The thing is when you know, that first album comes out and you know, the length of time that it works itself, people are asking for new music. And then you put out new music, and then they're asking for more new music, and you're putting out new music, and then they say, what about the old stuff? Why don't you play the old stuff? We're like, well, we thought you wanted to hear new stuff. So you play new stuff, they want old stuff. You play old stuff, they want new stuff. And it's like, hey, what are we, in the marriage? What's going on here? I'm kidding.
I heard somebody once say that people like what they know and know what they like. And so that's kind of, you know, exactly in keeping with little old, a little new. It's a good balance. The new one, speaking of which, is called Dance With Me. And Send Me Love is also a new song that Los Lonely Boys. Send More Love. So thank you very much, Jojo Garza, for joining us here on Border Crossings.
Larry, thanks for having me, man. I want to just thank you so much for, you know, being interested in Los Lonely Boys still after all this time, and letting people know that we're still here.
We're your fans, that's for sure. The worldwide audience, we're on in 100 countries. They all love you. So thanks for doing it. Jojo Garza is our guest, Los Lonely Boys. And my name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.